Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and Type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests. And I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Frank Heelan. Welcome to the last 10, Frank. Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
Okay, and you are calling in from Belgium today.
Yes, from Erpsquerps. That's the town I'm living in.
Erpsquerps?
Erpsquerps, yeah. Erpsquerps, okay. In Dutch.
Erpsquerps.
Yes, very good.
Okay, all right. Let's give our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. Tell us who you are in 30 words or less.
I'm Frank the Tank. I love running. And if there's a big adventure, I will say yes. That's it.
Okay. All right. An adventurous guy, Frank the Tank. You can tell from the name, Frank the Tank. He is ready for just about anything.
Sure.
All right. Hey, let's get on with the last 10. Here we go. Question number one. What was the last adventure you took?
The last adventure was the Legends Trail. It's 3 weeks back, a big run in the Ardennes. That's the south of Belgium. And it's a winter trail with a lot of mud involved, a lot of river crossings, and only 4 checkpoints, and it is 280 kilometers long. So you start on a Friday evening, and if you're lucky, you're back Sunday or Monday. And most of the people, yeah, they quit already before. But the few lucky ones that make it to the end, yeah, Monday morning. I was there 4 a.m. in the morning, and that was already my best time that I did it. I also ended Monday at noontime. I could already, yeah, the sleeping is always a bit bad there. It's crazy.
Friday to Monday with 4 checkpoints.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But the food in the checkpoints is really well. Really good.
It better be, yes. All right, question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
I think the last one. Okay. By a country boy. Country guy from, how is it called? It's the guy from Tennessee.
There's a lot of guys from Tennessee.
Wheeler Walker Jr. It's like, Junior? Yeah, it's really fun. It's like good old country, but all the texts, all the lyrics are badass.
All right, we've got some country fans in Belgium. Awesome.
Yeah.
Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
It's always about running because I'm a trail runner. And the advice I gave was when you go downhill, you have to take small steps and own the trail. So if you go down, then don't go in a straight line down, but you own the whole trail. So go to the left, to the right, whatever fits, and then you can pick up the pace and go down faster without putting in too much energy.
The man knows what he's talking about. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
Yeah, when you asked me to be on this podcast.
That shouldn't have been a surprise. You were an epic guest. Your episode is a lot of fun. So listeners, you're really going to enjoy tuning in for Frank the Tank's episode. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
My last purchase. That's the last one I remember. Is a lot of, yeah, for myself. It must be socks, the toe socks. I really love it. It is, I use it for my long hikes or trails, and it's to avoid blisters. So it's with toe, yeah, the toe socks. I really love it. That's my last one.
Totally agree. I just started running about 6 months ago with toe socks exclusively and have not had a single problem. They've been great.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is now I have an extra layer of old blisters, so they protect me too. So instead of cutting my nails, I can also cut my old blisters.
Double protection.
Yeah.
Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
Yeah. This week we went to a comedian, so yeah, that's easy. Yeah, she was good. It was like a comedian from Holland, and she was on the Belgian television, and everybody was wild about her, and she's really rough to her husband. So she doesn't give him a name, but she just say, "Hey!" and then he knows that he's called.
Question number seven. What was the last book you read?
The last one. I didn't read it completely. It was a sports book about food and for endurance runners. And the thing I was most worried about, or I wanted to know most, was the protein intake. And it was just one page, but it was like a good summary how to take in proteins. And I'm really glad about it. Like I feel stronger than last year. It works.
Okay. And speaking of protein intake, what was the last meal you ate?
We just went to the shop, and by leaving everything from the car, there was an accident. So some yogurt was spilled, and I took that one then from the ground. Very good.
That's a hiker trash moment for you, eating spilled yogurt off the ground. Nice. Yeah.
But with a lot of proteins.
Question number nine. What was the last thing you Googled?
Aha. Yeah. I was listening to your podcast and I needed to check what the CDT was and the Oxford comma for real. Because in Belgium, we don't use it. We just say instead of an extra comma, we say, and then it's okay.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Question number 10. Last question in the last 10, oddly enough. What was the last mistake you made?
Yeah, the last mistake was there was a big upgrade coming to my work PC. And then you need to make sure that you already restart before you go to a podcast. And yeah, I was lucky. So it restarted and it took some updates and it took me, yeah, a long time to start up. So I just made it in seconds. So
All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a whole lot better, Frank. I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So, Frank the Tank, thank you for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Frank, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live later this season. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.